This is an ABC podcast.
Triple J would like to pay our respect to this country's first peoples, First Nations listeners, artists, and traditional owners of the land throughout Australia. Triple J acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the lands on which we broadcast and pay our respects to them and their cultures, and to the elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome to another week of New Australian Music. We are rounding up some of the most notable local releases with five new tracks from five acts, and we're going to listen to them all in full right now. On the list of songs you got to hear this week, I've got a Sydney supergroup of sorts. Yeah, from a bunch of notable local bands. They sound kind of Australian, but also I could hear them fitting into the UK indie pop scene, like in the 1980s. There's some classic references to this band. Plus, some unearthed royalty helps out an Adelaide solo artist with a killer feature. We're going to get to that one soon, but I want to kick off with one of the most attention-grabbing new tracks around right now from a band we just can't take our eyes off. Gut Health, the Nam Melbourne five-piece, who played to some of the most packed-out rooms at the just-wrapped-up Big Sound 2023. Like, seriously, there was a stack of buzz and excitement about Gut Health at Big Sound this year. It was great to see. Those guys have been putting in the hard yards. And, of course, you know, look, Unearthed Heads already knew this about Gut Health. We knew they were the shit after really delivering a whole bunch of promising releases over these last 12 months. They've all served to, I don't know, really solidify their sound and this band's identity. You got that sizzling energy up front, these kind of pencil-thin post-punk guitar cuts, and this rhythm section that seems to run on rocket fuel. Such an exciting live force. And yeah, I think, you know, there's been a bunch of comparisons made coming in for Gut Health to Amel and the Sniffers, this kind of outsider rock band from Melbourne. And I can kind of see it, especially when you have a firebrand personality up front like Athena does in this band, similar to Amy from Amel and the Sniffers. But, you know, sonically, they're coming at this sound and to their approach to making music from a different angle. It's going to be interesting to see where things go for Gut Health for the rest of 2023 and I reckon beyond, because they've got that appeal that they could easily go international and play a stack of boutique festivals and hopefully some big ones too. There is also, yeah, there's going to be guitars all over this episode of the Unearthed Podcast. It's just a punky kind of week, I guess. Here's some more right now. So this band's called Wayside. They're out of Sydney and they've been seeding tracks to us from an upcoming album, all up on their Unearth page pretty recently. It's all been sounding really solid too, right? In that kind of sweet spot between indie rock, alt rock, shoegaze, post-hardcore almost. And I think it's going to, yeah, pretty likely that they'll sort of prick up the spider senses of anyone who's a fan of artists like Citizen, Balance and Composure, those kinds of acts that all operate in a similar sort of a sound. For Wayside, though, I think they've really gone all in on that sound and even managed to get in the studio with Will Yip, the American producer, who's done some really notable releases, produced and engineered records with La Dispute, Turnstile, Turnover, Tiger's Jaw, like all these big international punk bands. And now Wayside have done their album with him. That is like such a huge deal. I cannot stress that enough. I mean, of course, writing good songs is the most important part of the package. And Wayside, they've held up their end of the deal. They've done a really, an exceedingly good job at making the songs crank. But having Will Yip credited across this release that's coming up later this year, it's just going to open a bunch of doors for this band and help them get noticed in a very competitive field. Once that door's open, the music's going to, you know, strut right through and do the rest, I reckon. So I dropped Will Yip's name there. And look, when you've got a name to drop, I say clang. Go for it. Embrace the flex, okay? Because, you know, you've worked hard to make these connections, build these relationships, with whether it's with a producer or, in this case, another artist. Because on the next track I want to play you, there's another big assist, this time coming from an Australian artist. Unearthed High Hall of Fame too, okay? It is new music for the Adelaide act Dive By Youth. That I think I feel like I'm certain I've played him on the Unearth podcast before, but he's not alone on this one, getting a bit of a helping hand from Dave Jenkins Jr. on production, who's I think has the record, according to Tim Scheel, for most features in a Like a Virgin. That's right. I think he shared it with another drummer. They were in about 10 different Like a Virgins. And so he was producing this track with Dive By Youth, and also featuring on it was Carly Blakers from Teenage Jones. So this new Dive By Youth track, it's from a solo body of work, a project called Sonder, an EP that Dive By Youth has put out with a bunch of tracks that he's been squirreling away in his studio on in Adelaide this year. And to celebrate the release a little bit and learn a little bit more about Dive By Youth, I got some time with Vinny, aka Dive By Youth, to tell us a little bit about this EP that he's working on. And we started talking at the top of the chat about what it feels like to have a whole body of work out now.
Oh, it's amazing. And I'm so glad to bring out a body of work, because I feel like I'm always hitting people with songs, but it's just like, if people are going to connect with it, you know, it's just like, give them a little bit more, give them something that's a bit more, you know, tangible and they can connect to, I guess.
Yeah. So that was kind of like the idea. Cause I honestly, I have listened to so many Dive By Youth songs in the past that I almost figured that they had been on an EP before, but this was the debut.
Yeah. This is the first ever EP. It's all been singles. Cause I feel like so much of my music, is just kind of like jumping between genres, and the little secret is I'm going to do multiple EPs, and this is kind of the first one where I felt like it was going into that indie rock kind of post-punk space, and I thought, you know, it'd be a really nice combination to include a few that have been out and then a bunch of two new songs as well.
Well, man, you've been really hard to keep up with this year, because it feels like every, I don't know, 3-4 weeks there's a new upload, a new Dive By Youth song, and just when I'm getting attached to it, to the current one, There's a new one that I got to fall in love with. Has that been like, you know, your mindset? You just want to keep creating, keep putting stuff out there?
Yeah, I just didn't want any barriers anymore. So I've spent a lot of time in the past and it's been great, but, you know, sitting on songs and working on songs, and I got to the point where I was like, I feel like I built my skills. So I was able to do it all myself. And I was kind of like, well, I just want to make the song as I'm in love with it, get it out to people. You know, so I'm still feeling the way I do about it, being in love with it, and hopefully they feel the same way. And, you know, I feel like that's the world now, you know, get stuff out and just move on and share as much as you can. We're in that kind of space now.
Yeah, I feel like, and you'll be better positioned as an artist to talk about this, but yeah, there's no sort of traditional way to release a song or to release music now. It's like you just drop stuff when you want to drop stuff.
Yeah. And I think a lot of artists get in a rut about songs. They think, oh, you know, I sound so much better now 6 months later. It's like, well, you know, get it out while you're in love with it, and then the next thing will come along and you'll grow with it, you know.
One of the centerpieces of the Sonder EP is this track that you put out, which has a few helping hands, Carly from Teenage Jones and Dave Jenkins Jr. How did you connect with these guys?
Yeah, so basically I was selected for this program that was run by APRA AMCOS and TikTok Australia. And they did a 3-day songwriting camp, basically. So for 3 days, you're put in a room with different people you've never met, and you have about 6 hours to come out with something. So that was the first day we got there. We all rocked up with our guitars and we looked at each other and we're like, oh, you're in a group together. I thought, okay, it's going to be interesting. And yeah, we just kind of went in and no one said no to anything. And we just, you know, we started it from there.
And so 6 hours in a room, like that sounds like not enough time to finish a song, but you guys struck a little bit of gold.
Yeah, well, you know, I feel like we all had our different skills. So Carly and I were on the guitars, and then Dave picked up a bass, and then Dave mic'd up. We were working with minimal stuff, so Dave grabbed like 2 microphones, mic'd up a drum kit, went in, and yeah, it was very fluid. And I feel like when everyone's in the same space and got the same energy going, sometimes things just happen very quickly. Yeah, it was kind of very collaborative. I feel like we were all just willing to you know, there's, when it comes to creating, the best way is there's no egos or anything. Everyone's just like, what can we do that's going to be best? And that's really cool.
And also doesn't hurt to, you know, really live out your punk rock fantasies by having, you know, someone like Carly from, you know, a very successful DIY indie rock duo in the mix as well.
Yeah, she can scream as well, which I was not expecting, not expecting at all.
It's nice that we got two Adelaide favourites on the track together. What's your sort of, I guess, your read on the Adelaide scene? If you could describe the artist community there to anybody who's outside of that bubble, like, you know, is there a kinship among artists, or, you know, the, you know, people in tribes of you know, hip-hop artists and rock bands and pop singers? How does it work in the South Australian music scene?
Well, you know, we've got a lot smaller community, obviously, than, you know, Melbourne and Sydney. So there's only so many venues. So everyone's kind of hitting the same venues, and everyone's, it's just, everyone collaborates and everyone kind of helps each other out because it is so small. And we're really lucky to have so many resources for such a small city compared to, you know, the rest of the country. So I feel like there's really no lines. I feel like everything kind of blurs together in Adelaide, and that's kind of why you get so much interesting stuff coming out.
Isn't it always nice to have a little bit of company on the Unearth podcast? I've got the songs for company, and you and me get to listen to them. But yeah, you know, sometimes maybe you get a little bit tired of hearing me prattle on, which I think is a good enough sort of a moment now to throw to another song. I said this was a guitar heavy kind of week. Let us have a little bit of break, a bit of a break from that, and embrace some colorful, soulful, multi-layered pop music from Pep Talk. Got to watch what this trio of artists is doing. They're called Pep Talk. And yeah, they've been putting out some really strong releases over the last, I'm going to say 18 months. I Don't Know was another one of their really great ones. And yeah, they just, whenever they put out new music, I'm always first in line to listen because yeah, there's a lot of pop smarts to what Pep Talk are doing. The trio have all come from like their own artist backgrounds, but you know, just had so much fun writing together and making music together. They had to, you know, form this extra group as Pep Talk. And yours is their new release again, it's got that springy, good-natured, hooky quality that I really associate with this trio. Whenever they drop a new song, it's just ear candy deluxe. And another interesting thing about these guys is outside of Pep Talk, two of the members of the trio are also doing top lining, producing, and collaborating with other solo artists and pop artists, really honing their skills. I think breaking into some international songwriting as well. Okay, we're at the end of the Unearthed podcast. Five tracks is the limit. And I wanted to sneak this one in because I just thought it was really, really nice. From this Sydney supergroup of sorts called Megafauna. So they've been around a couple of years now, and I'm always sort of tracing the connections and joining the dots between artists that I love on the Australian music scene and traveling between Unearthed profiles. And when I found Megafauna, I was like, okay, some of these people, they look familiar. And so there's a couple of other players from other New South Wales bands like The Boys, Sweetie, and also one of the members plays in Skeleton's live band as well. So they've all come together to form this project, Megafauna. First few releases from this band, I was like, okay, they're really leaning into like the tweeness and the quirkiness of this project. And it did seem to be like a really fun side outlet for these musicians away from their other bands. But as they've continued to release, each new song, each new track they drop is just sounding really fully fleshed, fully realized. And now Blue is this track I want to play for you. There's a real Australiana feel to it in terms of lining up with some of the other bands that I mentioned, like Sweetie, The Boys, as well as, I don't know, maybe Big White, Flower Truck, a couple of other names on the Sydney scene that you might have come across listening to this podcast, I'm sure, or just perusing Unearthed. But also, this is like quintessentially a 1980s UK song, like in the catalog that emerged in between the post-punk scenes and the Britpop scenes. There's this cloudy, overcast, but still kind of like giddy feeling to this. And it could very well be a long-lost love child of Kate Bush and The Cure. So, hey, if those are reference points that tickle your fancy, that make you want to listen to this track, then I reckon you're really going to like Megafauna and this new one, Blue. The one I'm leaving you with on the Unearthed podcast for now.